抱歉啊，今天这个迟了一点。
I'm sorry, it was a little bit late.
那这个啊，我们怪给这个修路啊。
Because of the road repair.
其实应该早一点啊。啊，感谢主啊，让我能够在这里继续跟你们分享啊这个信息的第二部分。
I thank the Lord for letting me continue to share with you the second part of the message.
那么这就是彼得对当时的教会所说的话。
This is what Peter told to the church of his time.
特别是在教会当他在逆境当中的时候。
Especially when the church was in the time of a trial.
有困难的时候。
When they have difficulties.
那么他就告诉教会，特别是在第五章，那么告诉教会应该怎么样做。
This is in verse chapter 5, he tells the church what to do.
那彼得前书第五章从第一节到第九节里面，彼得有六个命令在那个地方。
From chapter 5, verse 1 to 9, there are 6 commands by Peter.
那么他指示教会在逆境中，在患难中，然后在被逼迫中，教会弟兄姐妹应该做的事情。
He taught those brothers and sisters what to do in times of oppression and adversities.
那在文法上面我们叫做六个 imperatives.
So there are 6 imperatives.
那么第一个呢是在第二节。
The first one is verse 2.
他说告诉长老，他说你们务要牧养在你们中间的羊群。
He told the elders to be shepherds of God's flock.
是神的羊群。
It's God's flock.
不可以有自己任何自私的念头。
You cannot have a selfish thought.
第二个在第五节。
The second is verse 5.
他告诉年幼的，他说你们要顺服年长的。
Tell the young man be submissive to those who are older.
然后接下去他说你们众人也要彼此顺服。
And then he continued to say you ought to submit to each other.
那接下去呢在第八节接下去他就说你们要以谦卑彼此束腰。
And then he continued to say, "You ought to humble yourselves."
那么这个地方呢，不是一个 imperatives.
Here is not an imperative.
那到第八节的时候，他开始就有两个是这个imperative.
So at the beginning of verse 8, there are 2 more imperatives.
他说务要谨守。
So be sober-minded.
第二个是务要警醒。
The second is be alert.
这两个不太一样哈。
These two are different.
那么今天我们会花一点时间，我们把它仔细的看一下。
Today we'll spend some time look at these two.
然后最后一个就在第九节。
The last is at verse 9.
如果你们有笔的话，可以把它画下来哈。这六个，第九节呢，就是说抵挡他。
So if you have a pen, please underline in verse 9.Says resist him.
他说你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他。
Resist him, standing firm in the faith.
这个他就是指的魔鬼。
So him is the devil.
就是 devil 哈，就是这我们要打击魔鬼哈。
So we need to resist the devil, attack him.
我记得以前有一个电影叫做《打击魔鬼》，我不知道你们有没有看过哈。
I don't know if this movie you have seen is called Attacking the Devil.
那么在最后这三个呢，都是跟devil 有关的。
So the last three are related to the devil.
我们看他的原因哈。
Let's look at the reasons.
在第八节，那他说，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
然后在第九节的后面又有一个因为。他说因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
So, at the second half of verse 9, there's another because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of trouble.
所以我们先花点时间来认识这个所谓的 devil 是谁。
First, let's spend some time to understand who is this devil.
因为从彼得写我们来看他是一个很危险的。
From what Peter has written, we know is a very dangerous.
你看第八节后面他说，因为你们的仇敌。
So in the verse 8 says, because your enemy.
这个仇敌就很像在法院里面这个被告跟对呃跟呃 被告跟
defendant 啊，
就是两边在那边彼此告的时候啊。
So just like when you are in the in the court that you accusing each other.
那么我们如果从圣经上面看，我们可以看见这个仇敌哈，这个魔鬼，他是可以在神面前控告神的儿女。
So we know from the Bible, this enemy, devil, he can accuse God's children in front of God.
在旧约里面，他就在神的面前控告约伯。
So in the Old Testament, he accused Job to God.
然后这个是在约伯记第一章第六节，第六节开始啊，你可以看了，自己可以回去看。
You can go back and read. This is in chapter 1, verse 6 of the Job.
那么在撒迦利亚书第三章里面，先知看到一个异象。
In Zechariah, the prophet saw a vision.
那么这个异象就是什么呢？撒旦站，这个大祭司约书亚啊，站在神的面前。
He saw that the high priest Joshua stood in front of God.
那撒旦站在他的右边。
And the Satan stood next to his right.
圣经上告诉我们说，他与他作对。
So the Bible says he is opposing him.
那么启示录第十二章第十节那边也告诉我们，他昼夜在神的面前控告我们的弟兄。
So in chapter 2 of Revelation, it says that Satan continually accusing the disciples day and night.
所以我们知道我们在世上的众弟兄也是同样经历这样子的苦难。
So we know that all our brothers and sisters have suffered the same difficulties.
那么这个我们叫做他的仇敌啊，他不是讲真话的。
We call him an enemy, but he doesn't speak truth.
主耶稣很知道他的底细。
Our Lord Jesus knows him well.
所以弟兄姐妹，你知道主耶稣是一个很特别的人。
So you know that our Lord Jesus is a very special person.
他都知道这些事情。
He knows all these things.
他很清楚的知道这个我们这个仇敌他的底细。
He clearly knows the background of our enemy.
他告诉我们在约翰福音第八章四十四节那边告诉我们，他从起初就是杀人的。
So in John he tells us in the beginning.This enemy kills people.
他不守真理。
He doesn't observe truth.
因为他心里面没有真理。
Because there's no truth in him.
他说谎。
He lies.
因为是出于他自己。
Because he's lying from himself.
因为他本来就是说谎的。
Because he is a liar at the beginning originally.
他在那里面都是假的。
Everything is a falsehood in him.
耶稣说他是说谎之人的父。
Jesus said he is the father of all liars.
他是自己说谎的。
He himself speaks lies.
不是神造他的。
Did not God make him that way?
我们这个地方我们没有办法明白。
We could not understand.
但是圣经上是说他说谎是出于他自己。
But the Bible says he lies because of himself.
罪就是从他出来的。
Sin came from him.
那么希腊文这个字 diabolos 就是原意就是说说谎。毁谤的意思。
So the original word is to lie and to slander.
他真的是说谎，而且是毁谤。
So he does speak lies and slanders people.
他控告神的儿女。
He accuses God's children.
但是因为我们相信主耶稣。
But because we believe in our Lord Jesus.
当我们信主耶稣的时候。
When we become believers of our Lord.
圣经上告诉我们，就是我们的。人啊，与基督一同钉在十字架上。
The Bible teaches that we have nailed ourselves together with Jesus on the cross.
那哥罗西书那边告诉我们说，那个时候他就把一切能够控告我们、能够有碍于我们的这些字句，通通都钉在十字架上。
So in Colossians tells us at that time he has nailed all the things that accuses us and also hindering us on the cross.
接下去我们再看第八节。
They will continue to read verse 8.
他形容啊，他像什么呢？像一个吼叫的狮子。
He is described as a roaring lion.
他遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
He prowls around and seeking for someone to devour.
那么圣经上让我们看见吼叫的狮子，要不然他就是肚子饿了。
So the Bible teaches us if the roaring lion is hungry.
他没有吃饱。
he's still hungry.
那另外一个呢，就是他是很怒气，很生气啊。
Another way, he is very angry.
那么我们就看到启示录啊，第十二章第十二节那边，他就描述魔鬼啊，他就是从天上怒气汹汹的下到地上。
So in Revelation chapter 12, he tells that the devil came from heaven very angrily.
因为天上再没有他的地位了。
Because there's no more position for him.
那么在圣经中也让我们看见狮子呢会咆哮，是因为没有吃饱。
Here we know that when the lion is hungry, they would roaring.
我们可以了解，就是他好像永远没有吃饱。
We can understand that he can never be.
因为彼得说他这个叫什么？遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So Peter says here that he prowls around and searching for someone to devour.
我就想到在箴言第二十九章十五节到十六节那边讲到一件事情。
Here I remember that in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29.
那么在那里他讲到说，永远不满足的事情啊，有四样。
There are four things that we can never be satisfied.
他就讲到说，其中有一样就是阴间。
The other one of them is in the Sheol.
那么这个狮子到处寻找可吞吃的人呢，他的目的就是要毁灭他们。
So the lion searching for someone to devour, the purpose is destroy them.
其实就是死。
Which is death.
那么希伯来书那边第二章十四节明明的告诉我们说，魔鬼就是掌死权的。
So in the book of Hebrew, it tells us that the devil controls death.
所以这个魔鬼他最主要的目的就是要人毁灭。
So the main purpose of the devil is to destroy man.
那个吞吃啊，就是把他毁灭破坏的意思。
To devour is to destroy him.
弟兄姐妹，我们联想一下，联想一下，你记不记得主耶稣在马太福音里面十三章他讲到撒种的比喻的时候？
Do you remember? Let's just think that the Lord Jesus in Matthew 13 talk about the parables of a sower.
有一个人出去撒种。
A man went out to sow.
那么第一种是撒在哪里啊？记不记得？
Where was the first that he sowed?
我真的是要考你们。
Now I'm really testing you. Do you remember where was the first place that he sowed?
年轻人记不记得？
Young people, do you remember?
第一种是撒在哪里啊？
What the first kind of soil was it?
撒在路旁的。
On the roadside.
对不对？撒在路旁边的。
Sowed on the roadside.
那么接下去他就解释。
The second verse he explained.
哦，他就说鸟啊就来了，就把这些种啊都吃掉了。
The birds came and ate all the seeds.
耶稣后来就解释，他说是人听得到，然后但是撒旦就来把他心里的道夺去。
So Jesus explained that the people who heard the word and Satan came like a bird came and took the seeds.
他不希望人听见主耶稣的话。
He does not want people to listen to Lord Jesus.
因为人如果听见了主耶稣的话，他就会活过来。
Because if men listen to Jesus' words, they can live again.
所以撒旦魔鬼他希望就是人死。
But Satan who want people to die.
他就用欺骗的方法。
They use evil ways deceiving people.
魔鬼怎么知道怎么玩这个把戏哈。
We know that the devil knows how to play the game.
他要把人吞吃毁灭掉。
So he want devour people and destroy people.
我们想想他在这个这个我们叫做亚当跟夏娃的身上，我们就可以看见。
We can see his work on Adam and Eve.
但是一个人如果信靠了耶稣
，if anyone who trusts in Jesus，
相信他是神
，believe he is God，
是基督
，he believe he is Christ，
认他为主
，and consider acknowledge him as Lord,
这个人就有永生,
then this one has eternal life.
撒旦是永远没有办法把他永生从他身上夺去的。
Satan can never deprive him of his eternal life.
因为是神给你的永生。
Because eternal life is given to you by God.
但是撒旦可以让人活在罪中。
But Satan can make people live in sin.
他可以让人享受罪中之乐。
He can let people enjoy the pleasures of sin.
首先第一步，他就是要你怀疑神的话。
So the first step, they teach you how to doubt God's words.
然后他要你怀疑神。
Then he wants you to doubt God.
你知道我们人类的第一夫人就是这样子被骗了。
So you know the very beginning first lady was deceived this way.
最后他死掉了。
And then he died, she died.
那么创世纪第三章。 第一节到第五节那边，撒旦就问他们说， 神岂是真说吗？
In chapter 3 of Genesis, Satan said, did God really say that?
他刚才翻译的，我们常常听到，对不对？
We have often heard that, didn't we?
然后他又说，他说你知道你们不一定死的。
Then he said, you may not certainly die.
因为神不希望你们和他一样。
Because God does not want you to be like him.
撒旦，弟兄姐妹，我要让你们知道，撒旦没有权，没有那个权能够夺去在你里面的永生。
You know that Satan can never deprive you of your eternal life.
但是他可以叫你怀疑神。
But he can make you doubting God.
他可以叫你怀疑神的话。
To make you doubt God's words.
他用各式各样的方法。
He uses all kinds of ways.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定要相信一件事情。
So, brothers and sisters, we must believe in one thing.
圣经就是神的话。
Bible is the word of God.
圣经里面所有的话都是从神那里来的。
All the words from the Bible come from God.
你知道圣经不是一本书讲关于神的事情。
Bible is not a book that speaks things about God.
圣经就是神的话。
Bible is God's word.
你相信吗?
Do you believe?
撒旦很多时候就叫我们先怀疑他的话。
Sometimes Satan teaches us to doubt God.
然后下一步，你就是活在你自己的罪当中了。
Then the next step, you will live in your own sin.
你就会享受那种罪中之乐。
Then you can enjoy the pleasures of sin.
我们现在人常常讲哈，就是说，哇， I feel good.
Now we everybody like to say 很舒服。
使人不能够再和神交通了。 This
causes us not able to communicate with God.
因为你已经怀疑神了。Because
you begin to doubt God.
不能和神交通带出来的就是什么呢? 生活在罪当中。When
you cannot communicate with God, it means you continue to live in sin.
我自己在从我开始参加教会。 我就是看见教会里面的各式各样的困难。
Ever since I began in the church, I see the different kinds of difficulties of the church.
就看见教会里面的纷争。
We see the contentions of the church.
我特别观察到一件事情。
I have observed the one thing.
就是当教会在困难当中的时候。
When the church is in adversity.
就是我们会常常看见。 这个毁谤的话满天飞啊。
We often hear all the slandering things around.
闲话到处都有。
Gossiping all over.
你在这个角落你会听到闲话。
In one corner you hear the gossip.
你一转弯又听到另外的闲话。
When turn around you see different kinds of gossip.
到处都有。
It's all over.
不管大的小的都一样。
Whether big or small, they are all the same.
人与人之间就失去了彼此的信任。
So we lost the trust between us.
我觉得最可怕的就是人呢，真还很享受那种这个毁谤的话到处传的那种心情啊。
It's even worse that people seem to enjoy when the gospel was spreading all over.
你真的可以看见那个时候那人呢，真的就是一吐为快。
In those days, you can see the people just like to talk.
很可怕的。
It's dangerous.
所以彼得在这里提醒我们。
So Peter here remind us.
他要我们抵挡
魔鬼。He wants us to resist the devil.
那么彼得告诉我们，我们的责任是什么呢？
What is our responsibility?
那第八节，第一个他要我们谨守。
So the first on verse 8 is be sober-minded.
就是保持我们那个冷静啊，头脑清楚一点。
So just keep us calm.
如果你从彼得前书第一章十三节啊，我们看一下彼得前书第一章十三节，你就能够了解了。
Chapter 1 in 1 Peter.
他说，所以要约束你们的心。
Therefore, prepare your minds.
那接下去他说要谨慎自守。
So be self-controlled.
这个谨守和我们的心有关系的。
So be sober is related to our heart, our mind.
就是 mind, 就是我们的心思意念。
So it's our mind, our thoughts.
他告诉我们说，跟我们的 mind, 跟我们的心思意念是有关系的。
So this is related to our mind, our thoughts.
头脑要清楚。
So our mind must be clear.
那么在天上挪尼家前书第五章那边的时候，他就把这个谨守的人啊和在昏睡中的人来比较。
So in 1 Thessalonians, it compared those who are sober-minded and those who are sleeping.
或者是说喝醉酒的人。
Or those who are drunk.
他就把这些跟他来对比。
And then he made a comparison.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们要想我们的心啊，我们的 mind 很清楚的话。
If we want our mind to be clear,
只有神的话才可以让我们的心思意念清楚。
Only God's words can keep our minds clear.
因为神的话就是对着我们的心思意念来的。
Because God's words is speaking directly to our thoughts.
神的话不是最先对着我们的情感来的。
So God's words is not direct to our emotions.
所以为什么我们要传讲神的话？
So why should we proclaim God's words?
先从我们的 mind 下手。
We start from our mind.
让我们能够脑筋清楚。
So that we can be sober-minded.
圣经都是神的话。
The Bible is all God's words.
圣经上告诉我们说，圣经都是神的话，以教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益处的。
So the Bible teaches the Bible is all revealed by God. It lead us to discipline to instruct the people, which is good for us.
他会帮助我们头脑清楚。
He can keep our mind clear.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你有的时候会不会头脑不清楚啊？
I don't know whether sometimes your mind is not very clear.
或者是我们当中，我不知道哈，我希望是没有。有的年轻人，他这个注意力没办法集中。
Or I hope not. Some of the young people cannot concentrate.
那么这个时候，如果你把他神的话去教导他
，If you teach them the words of God,
教他去背神的话
，teach them to recite God's words.
你知道他的脑筋会变清楚的。
That will keep their minds clear.
我知道有一个人就是这个样子。
I know one person is just like that.
他在念书的时候，中学的时候，就是没办法集中。
When he was in high school, he could not concentrate.
所以那个老师就把他放在放牛班。对不起啊，在美国没有放牛班，不过呢，就放到一个班是没有人管他的。
So the teacher just sent him to a class where there's nobody.
他对他自己也没有希望了。
He lost hope.
他没办法好好的念书。
He cannot continue to study.
所以这个他也不知道该怎么办。
He does not know what to do.
后来他碰到一个人。
Then he ran into a person.
这个是他的这个 youth director 啊，
他的青少年的辅导。
青少年的辅导就告诉他说，你现在开始背神的话。
So the youth director taught him to start.Memorize God's words.
他就开始记神的话。
So he began to remember them.
你知道 他就慢慢慢慢转变过来了。
So he can gradually change him.
他就可以做很多的事情。
So he can do many things.
他的功课也慢慢慢慢的赶上了。
And he began to catch up in his work.
我们来看诗篇十九篇哈。
Let's go to Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇，这是神的应许。
This is God's promise, Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇第七节到第九节。
Verse 7 to 9.
我们一起来念好不好？
Let's read together.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。弟兄姐妹，看见没有？他在这里讲到说，耶和华的律法能够苏醒人的心。
So here is the law of the Lord reviving the soul.
耶和华的法度能够使愚人有智慧。
So the statute of the Lord making the wise.
耶和华的训词能够快活人的心。
So the precepts of the Lord giving joy to the heart.
耶和华的命令能够使人的眼睛明亮。
The commands of the Lord giving light to the eyes.
我们人的眼睛为什么会明亮？
How can our eyes be bright?
因为我们里面是明亮的。
Because we have light inside of us.
一个人他的眼睛为什么会看起来好像暗暗的、昏昏的？
Why sometimes his eyes cannot see clear?
因为他里面是昏暗的。
Because his inside is dim.
只有神的话可以改变我们人。
Only God's words can change us.
我们中间有很多的年轻人。
We have many young people in our midst.
有很多的青少年。
The youth.
你现在就要开始去把神的话记在你的里面。
You should start to memorize God's words now.
你现在就要开始去读神的话。
You should begin to read God's words.
我知道有一个小男生呢。
I know there was a little boy.
他在八岁的时候，他已经圣经从头到尾看过五遍了。
When he was eight, he has studied the Bible from to a beginning to the end five times.
他自己就会分别善恶的。
So he can discern what's good and evil.
弟兄姐妹，这样子的小孩，你很放心把他送出去的。
So such a boy, I'm sure you're comfortable sending him out.
因为他知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
Because he knows what is right, what is wrong.
他真是这位至高的真神。
He knows the Most High God.
他也知道他自己是谁。
He also knows who he himself is.
养成了他一个敬畏耶和华的心。
So he has the heart that fears the Lord.
圣经上应许我们敬畏耶和华的就是智慧的开端。
So the Bible teaches us that fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
圣经上告诉我们说神的话是活泼的。
So the Bible tells that God's words is life.
而且是有功效的。
It's effective.
比一切的两刃的利剑啊，都还要快。
It's sharper than any double-edged swords.
可以把我们的心思意念都整理出来。
So he can organize our thoughts, our mind.
没有信主的人，没有永生。
Non-believers does not have eternal life.
也没有基督的灵在他的里面。
And does not have the spirit of Christ in him.
以弗所书第四章十七节那边告诉我们说，他们的心地是虚妄的。
So Ephesians chapter 4 tells us their mind is vain.
而且是黑暗的。
And it's dark.
不知道往哪里去。
They don't know where they're going.
那么哥罗西书第二章十八节那边告诉我们说，那些不敬拜神，去敬拜其他的这些偶像啊，这些乱七八糟的东西的人。
So in Colossians chapter 2, it tells they do not worship God, they worship idols.
他说他们心里面很想要去窥探那些自己不知道、自己从来没有见过、自己从来不明白的事情。
They desire, want to know the things they never understood, they do not know.
圣经上告诉我们说，那些人是随着他们自己的欲心。
So the people, this Bible tells those people.Doing things according to their own lust.
是没有理性的。
They have no reasoning.
心地都坏了。
So all their minds are decayed.
只有神的道才能够使他们回转过来。
Only God's word can revive them.
能够使他们心意更新而变化。
So they can be revived as a spirit's renewal every day.
好，我们看第二个，我们的责任是什么？
What is our second responsibility?
就是要警醒。
So be alert.
警醒的意思就是警惕哈。
So be careful, cautious.
警觉性很高。
So you have a high sensitivity.
这里彼得是对着魔鬼和他的攻击来说的。
Here he is speaking of the attack of the devil.
我们要明白他是在说谎话。
We need to understand the devil speaks lies.
我们要明白他骗人的伎俩。
We need to understand his skill in deceiving people.
他要我们要警惕。
He taught us to be alert.
弟兄姐妹，撒旦，你不要想说撒旦啊，就是哇那个吼叫的狮子啊，当然圣经上是这样子形容啊。但是他不是任何时间都是那个样子表现出来的。
Well, even the Bible tells you that he is a roaring lion, but actually he does not present himself always like that.
我们常常把鬼画的简直是，特别是中国人的鬼哈、啊，那么画起来哈、啊，简直是吓死人的，对不对
？We often paint a very horrible, terrible picture of the devil.
但圣经上告诉我们说，撒旦呢、啊，有的时候他会装作光明的天使。
Sometimes the Bible tells that Satan can pretend to be angel of light.
弟兄姐妹，在这里他告诉我们，当我们在逆境当中，当我们在困难当中的时候，我们一定要警惕撒旦他的伎俩。
So here, the brother sister tells us when we are in times of adversity, we ought to be very alert to be knowing the deceiveness of the devil.
以弗所书那边告诉我们说，不要做糊涂人。
So Ephesians tells us not to be a foolish person.
我们要明白主的旨意。
We need to discern God's will.
这样子我们就能够觉察撒旦的作为。
Then we can discern the acts of Satan.
接下去他告诉我们说，要用坚固的信心来抵挡他。
We continue to teach us to resist him.In the firm, stand firm in our faith.
因为我们首先我们知道，他不是只是攻击我们。
First, he not only attack us.
他攻击所有的属神的儿女。
He will attack all the children of God.
那我们的信心，他告诉我们说要坚固信心来抵挡他。
So we need to resist him with our firm, stay firm in faith.
我们的信心是什么呢？
What is our faith?
信心是从神来的。
Our faith came from God.
你越认识他，你的信心就越大。
The more you know him, the stronger your faith will be.
在第十节，他就告诉我们，我们怎么样去看见我们自己的信心。
In verse 10, it teaches us how can we see our faith.
他就是告诉我们，我们的盼望是在哪里。
He tells us where is our hope.
是在基督里面。
Our Hope is in Christ.
是在神的身上。
Is in God Himself.
他说：“等你们战胜苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们。”
He said, "After you have suffered a little while, God will Himself confirm you."
那么在中文里面哈，只有三个，就是说成全你们、坚固你们、赐力量给你们。
In Chinese, there are only three words: perfect you, strengthen you, and confirm you.
有的英文版本有四个。
Some English version has a four.
因为希腊文就是有四个。
Because there are four words in Greek.
它就是让我们看见，当我们受了这些事情之后，我们知道他会亲自成全我们、坚固我们、赐力量给我们。
So we know that after the suffering, he will perfect us, he will strengthen us, and confirm us.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在困境当中的时候，
so when we are in times of adversity,
特别是在教会里面，
especially in the church,
教会里面会碰到难处，
we will have difficulties in church.
教会里面很奇怪哈，这个很多事情都会让教会有难处。
It's in the church, many things cause church to have difficulties.
不是因为那些事情，
not because of those things,
乃是因为我们人的问题。
But it's the problem is man, people.
那么我们上次讲到了要谦卑，要彼此顺服。
We have talked about last time we ought to humble ourselves and submit ourselves to each other.
那么今天我们要看的，他告诉我们要凭着信心来抵挡魔鬼。
Today it teaches us to resist the devil, standing firm in faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定要认清楚这个魔鬼他的骗局是什么。
We have to understand what is the deceivingness of the devil.
他就像一个狮子，到处游行啊， 想要寻找可以吞吃的人。
He's described as a roaring lion, prowling around to search for people to devour.
他不但要破坏人，
not only going to destroy people,
他要破坏神的教会。
He wants to destroy God's church.
所以我们一定要谨守。
So we have to be sober-minded.
我们一定要警醒。
We have to be alert.
我们一定要信靠神。
We need to trust in God.
我们才能够度过这个时间。
Then we can endure this time.
我们才能够真正的经历到神的恩典。
Then we can truly experience God's grace.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.